که ریه اول
for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mukushi Zamunsa Kamba residents express concern over inadequate infrastructure at Katemo Primary School. In Africa news, Semenya wins a legal battle over a fair trial, but 800 meters ban unchanged. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Ramunsa Kamba in Mukushi district have expressed concern over inadequate infrastructure at Katemo Primary School, citing the challenge as a major hindrance to effective teaching and learning. Speaking on behalf of the community, Jafet Ajilambe pointed out that the school only has a 1x2 classroom block, which is insufficient to meet the needs of the increasing number of learners. Mr. Chilambe stressed that the lack of space has led to congestion, affecting both pupils and teachers, and called for urgent intervention to expand classroom infrastructure. He further appealed for the construction of staff houses at Mshingo Primary School to improve the welfare of teachers and enhance education service delivery in the area.
Ora gero goda ti trugufaban ba eseri ka bai ke pakatemo ifyo ife tutan tigire goda ti fi ife tuka gita tuka sumini shi goda ti se skabo mbo ni shi ifkare to wi anta shi kuba na ve skuru kan tori ka temo padian ga maro resha kari ko skaban ba itu so ala na taru sambira po wino ani ma kuri mi shingo na ko ma ya de tapi po mode ni aus iru kula biru ku kula ngi shi kula ti ya kuwa ba sande shi ange itaram so gani sha kuru ese ko ati asambishi akuru bakar ku sarata ku bona asambishi na dia so em ko ati bi anta hini shi wise aba na ve skuru anu ya kuru 1x3 aba kato ku sambirira ku skuru iri kuru abiri no ku sambirira we no kuru kutinana ye bi anta shi woni shi wise.
A 65-year-old man of Mufulira's Kansunswa area, who is also a chairperson for people living with disabilities in the area, is appealing for financial help from well-wishers for him to go for medical checkups in Kitwe. Mr. Mwila explained that his health issue started early 2025, with a stomach ache symptoms and bladders later resulted into prostate cancer. He further stated that the unnamed health facility in Mufulira referred him to Kitwe, and it was at that time when he was having financial constraints with his bank account completely low. Meanwhile, Mutundu Ward Area Councillor Mudemba Sindikai has donated 1,000 kwacha and food items to aid Mr. Mwila. Persons with disabilities in Mukushi District have been encouraged to engage in income generating activities rather than relying on handouts, which are considered unsustainable in the long term. Speaking in an interview, Ruth Kunda emphasized the need for persons with disabilities to be proactive and take advantage of government support systems such as the Social Cash Transfer Program to improve their livelihoods. Ms. Kunda noted that such empowerment initiatives are essential for fostering independence and dignity among persons with disabilities, while also contributing to community development. She further commended the government for its continued efforts in addressing the welfare of vulnerable groups across various communities. The Minister of Education's School Health and Nutrition Department is making strides in providing comprehensive health services to students. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, our School Health and Nutrition Officer Tresha Zasimwanza says the department has introduced a holistic approach to health services, renaming sick bays to health rooms to reflect the broader focus on health promotion and preventive measures. Mr. Simwanza explained that the health rooms offer a range of services, including health education and mental health support and medication information. He adds that health teachers are trained to provide initial assessments and refer students who acquire further medical attention to appropriate facilities. He further stated that the ministry's efforts are supported by various partners who contribute to programs in nutrition, water sanitation, and health services, collaborative approach enabling the department to provide a wider range of services that cater to the diverse needs of students.
We have partners in most of the programs which we are doing. We have been supported by partners who are coming. The number of partners who are in, for example, in nutrition, in water and sanitation, and also in health services. As we go to the health services, we used to have what we call sick bay. We're no longer calling them sick bay. Now they are health rooms, because there are other programs which we have included there. Even those who are not sick, they can go to health room and get information. Those are going to health services or health education. So there is also mental issue. So they can also be counseled. They can also access the resources system going to the health facilities if the health teachers are unable to give the first aid.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.